Strip, a novel by Thomas Perry, narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 2010 by Thomas Perry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas Perry, care of Lesher & Lesher, LTD, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dedication. In grateful memory of my parents, Richard and Elizabeth Perry. 1. The times came often when Joe Carver felt like retreating from Los Angeles into the hinterland, maybe the sparsely populated northern plains. But the frequency of these urges meant little. They were weaker and less insistent every time, and by now they were only uneasy instants, like skipped heartbeats. He had chosen to come to Los Angeles, and some choices could be permanent. He couldn't go back now to some place where just being alive was work. It was as though when he had crossed the California line, he had stepped off a cliff. There was no way back up. Carver had always been smart enough to know that when he did anything, he was choosing to let a thousand other things remain undone, dooming them to non-existence. But he was also wise enough not to allow himself to waste much time thinking about all of those unborn futures. Carver raised his head slowly and carefully and peered downward from the cab of the tower crane at the world 250 feet below him. The construction of the big, ugly office building was going very well. The steel I-beams were being assembled in a rigid tinker toy framework very efficiently, and he could see piles of lumber in the yard below him that indicated the next step would be to add to the flooring that had already been laid on the lowest levels. Carver could evaluate this building's progress with something of an expert eye because he had been sleeping here each night for weeks. Large commercial projects like this were the best protected from thieves and vandals, and they were the most comfortable because there were pieces of heavy equipment with cabs for shelter and seat cushions he could use for a bed. He didn't like the look of the site tonight. The cruise had been accelerating for weeks. Soon he would have to stop sleeping in the cab of the big crane, and that disappointed him. There were other places for him, but they were all inferior to the tower crane. On this site, there were high fences with coiled razor wire to keep intruders out, and even if thieves cut their way in looking for tools or building materials, they weren't about to climb 250 feet to find Carver asleep in the cab. He judged that he would have to find his next place within a week. Once the steel frame of the first
sample complete. Ready to continue?